on the 7th to the 3rd of the G. Did you notice how that if you examine that top line of the harmonic material in the second stave, that the notes I've chosen for the melody actually come to rest on and correspond with that of the harmonic material also? And this makes the music feel more stable, predictable and natural flowing. And it's a technique that, if you master it, can aid to your composition and your melody writing greatly. Another technique I love to use is a question and answer type technique that jazz musicians call call and response. And call and response is where you create a statement in your first part of your melody, and then it feels like it requires an answer. So in the second part of the melody, you answer it, for example. There's my question. And that's the answer. Here's the question. And here's the answer. Now, that doesn't sound like much without the harmonic material underneath it, but when I put the harmonic material, the bass line and the harmony to it, you should be able to hear and feel that it requires a response, not only based on the harmony, but also the melody note. Can you see the effect of how it asks a question and then the next four bars answers it?